more and more Minnesotans go through their days speaking multiple languages. Census data out today underscore that a growing number of Minnesota residents don't speak English at home, but the majority of those residents do have English skills. In fact, they report being able to speak the language very well. Solveig Bosvet reports on Minnesota's increasing language diversity.
For Chali Yang, choosing his words can be a balancing act.
I'm trying to live in my world, the Hmong world, but while also maintaining a different world in the English world.
Chali and his family are part of the 11.5% of Minnesotans who don't speak English at home. The family speaks mostly Hmong at their house in Brooklyn Center. Sitting on the couch, Chali translates for his dad.
My dad said his name is Bi Yang, and we came to the United States in 2004.
Bi Yang says he speaks English, but it's not his strongest language. A Census Bureau survey out earlier this year found that many speakers of languages other than English report low or medium English skills. But the majority are actually like Chali. 60% report speaking English very well. In fact, Chali says he's not sure he has a primary language.
What I'm doing right now is I don't prefer which one over each one. I see them both as important. Each one will have their own opportunities to come.
Chali says he's learning Spanish, Thai, and Lao, too. His dad says that will pay off in Chali's future.
He said the more language I know, the better it is. Because I know many different languages, I can pull people from a different race or different region of the world into the company I'm working.
Data out this week pinpoint hotspots of language diversity around the state. Nobles County in southwestern Minnesota and Ramsey County in the metro have the largest share of residents not speaking English at home. Minnesota's most common non-English language is Spanish, followed by Somali and Hmong. But there are plenty of other less common languages. English proficiency is especially high among speakers of Native American languages, German, and several languages associated with India. University of Minnesota professor Francis Vavris helps weigh hiring and admissions for one of the university's graduate programs. She says students must show English proficiency, but she says non-English first languages can be useful for student research.
I can think of a student right now that I have from Kenya. He has excellent English skills, but he conducted much of his research in Kenya using the national language Kiswahili.
Vavris says department faculty also have diverse language backgrounds.
The ability to conduct research with people who speak multiple first languages means that we're all, you know, seeing the phenomenon that we're interested in slightly differently, and that generates new knowledge that wouldn't be possible if it were only a monolingual, monocultural research group.
But the impact in the workplace overall is harder to measure. State data doesn't track employer demand for bilingualism. Rachel Vilsack with the State Department of Employment and Economic Development says the best data comes from a 2016 state survey. The survey asked employers how they define diversity. Less than half the time they mentioned language spoken. Vilsack says it was much more likely to be cited by large employers.
Having business locations across the globe or across the United States could be one of those reasons.
She says large companies also tend to have bigger human resources offices that can support workforce diversity. Back in Brooklyn Center, Chali's dad, Bi Yang, is watching his kids grow up in a largely English-speaking society. And he worries that their multilingualism may not survive. He says he hears many young people speaking less and less Hmong.
If this happened more often, Hmong culture and Hmong language might just disappear. So if they don't hold on tight to it, they might forget who they are.
Chali interprets. So far, he still has a foot in both worlds. With help from the APM Research Lab, Solveig Wastvedt, Minnesota Public Radio News.